You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
It's Morning Focus. We're here with you until 12 o'clock. Chris Joney will be with us later on this morning. We're looking ahead to the More Glore Awards. He'll be with us in studio, so do stay tuned for that. Right now, though, if you've got questions about your finances, send them in because it's time to answer those. And I'm joined in studio by a man to help us do just that.
Financial Solutions on Clare FM is brought to you by Kerry Corbett, your local finance experts.
Tommy Corbett of Kerry Corbett Financial Solutions. Good morning to you.
Morning, Gavin.
And thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning. We're going to talk pensions, but for a very timely reason, first of all.
Yeah, it's that time of year again. It's kind of tax deadline, particularly if you're self-employed. So basically, assuming you're self-employed, you need to have your taxes paid by midnight tomorrow night, assuming you're on Revenue Online, ROS is what it's called, Revenue Online Service, which I suppose 99% of people now are. So yeah, basically, if your tax year end is in 2017, be it the 31st of January 2017, or what most people would be the 31st of December 2017, you need to have your files returned by midnight tomorrow. And I suppose as part of that, you need to look at maybe contributing to a pension and avail of tax relief.
A lot of people would think that the deadline was 2 weeks ago. That's for the paper filings. If you're doing it online, you have until tomorrow. A lot of people will have it done already. So maybe our advice is more for 12 months' time. But for those who are part of the lastminute.com brigade, can they use pensions to save some money?
Absolutely, yeah. So even if you have your taxes filed 6 months ago, you still have up to midnight tomorrow night, assuming you're on Revenue Online and all that, to make a pension contribution and get tax back. So yes, absolutely. So basically, assuming that you're on 40% tax and you put in 10,000 into a pension, 4,000 of that will come back to you as tax relief. If you don't have your tax paid, it means that you're reducing the tax that you will pay by 4,000 in that example. So yeah, it's a big time of year now for self-employed people. They need to get their books done. Accountants are burning the midnight oil at the moment, you know.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, it's a very busy time for a lot of people. But you do have up to midnight tomorrow night to avail of the tax relief that is there.
And is this, you focus on self-employed people, does this generally apply for PAYE workers as well?
Yeah, it can do. So if you're working in a job that you don't currently contribute to a pension or there isn't an occupational pension scheme, you can make a contribution. So depending on what your income is for the 31st of December 2017, you can make a contribution up to tomorrow night and avail of tax relief. Now, to be fair, it's mainly for self-employed people. Very few people actually that are employed do it on this type of a basis. They may contribute on a monthly basis to a personal pension or PRSA. Mainly, it's self-employed people when they get their tax bill or find out how much they have to pay the taxman. It's at that stage then they decide how much they're going to pay into a pension.
Okay, because they know what's left over.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe there might be some out there who haven't been doing this. We talk about a pension gap. We talk about how it is the case that a lot of people don't have pensions. We're getting older and coming down the road, there may have to be difficult decisions made in terms of how exactly we fund people's retirements as a state. And that's why it's important we have our own pensions in place. Maybe just encourage people to do that, first of all.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, like most of our clients know at this stage, rather than paying a big lump sum at this time of year, we try and get them onto a direct debit where they're paying a monthly amount for the 12 months previous. So that basically if they do need to top up, it's not a huge lump sum because at the end of the day, they have their tax to pay now. They'll have their preliminary tax for next year to pay and also a pension contribution. So cash flow may be a problem. So that's why we like to put people on a direct debit. The two reasons, there are a number of reasons you'll contribute to a pension. Number one is basically you're preparing for your retirement. You want to maintain some sort of standard of living once you retire. You don't want to be solely living or relying on the state pension. We don't know what it's going to be like in 10 years time, in 20, 30 years time. So we need to make provision for our own personal pension and our own retirement plans. The second reason that you would contribute to a pension plan is a tax relief. And again, if you're on the 40% tax bracket, you're getting a 40% boost straight away in relation to an investment return. So basically a 10,000 contribution to a pension is really only costing you 6,000. You know, so there's a huge return there straight away, and it makes absolute sense. Again, we don't know how long the tax relief is going to be maintained. There's talks of maybe reducing it.
Really? I'd be surprised, because when you have this gap, I'd be surprised if they were to try and limit in any way the amount of money that's going into pensions.
Yeah, I suppose, again, there's two thoughts on that. Number one is that, yes, as you said, it makes sense to actually keep the tax relief there at the 40%. And encourage people to try and contribute to a pension and for the retirement. The other train of thought is that, you know, the people that are on 20% are only getting tax relief at 20%, and they're probably the people that may need it the most, you know. They're on the lower, they're on the lower in the scheme. The one thing I would say, if they are looking at reducing the tax relief, they need to look at the tax on the way out as well. There's no point in only getting tax relief at 20% on the way in if you're possibly going to be taxed at 40% on the way out. So I think these are the things
when
they need to...
From the fund.
Exactly, yeah, okay. Exactly. So these are things that they need to consider before they do anything.
So is this a good time to start? This is pension season. It's a good time to start a pension.
Yeah, it's pension season. It's a good time. Any time is a good time to start a pension. But I suppose what this time of year does is it puts pensions to the forefront of our brains and our minds. And I suppose, you know, if it's there, why not get advice? Come in and talk to us, talk to your local advisor, get advice on it, and they will put you right. And, you know, even pensions, again, are flexible. So some people, again, think if I pay €200 a month, that's what I'm stuck at for the full year, for the next 10 years, whatever. Pensions are completely flexible. You can increase them, decrease them, pay in lump sums to them. You can switch in and out of funds. You can switch providers, all that kind of stuff. But what I would say to anyone considering or looking for pension advice, talk to your local independent advisor.
Okay. Give us some general advice, though. How can people reduce their tax bills using their pension?
Okay, so it's basically a lump sum at this time of year. If you're about to make your tax return and pay your tax to the taxman and possibly your preliminary tax, so you're looking at paying in a lump sum and reducing your tax that way. Going forward, I would encourage people to maybe, instead of paying in your 10 grand of a lump sum, maybe start off with a 500 quid a month regular payment, and then you'd only have to top it up by 4,000, and the cash flow element of it is a lot easier. That's quite important, particularly if, for instance, you may have had a very good year in 2017, so you're faced now with a major tax bill, and 2018 may not have been as good. I was on the gentleman the other day, and he said that he's finding it very hard to collect cash and money from
creditors.
Yeah, from creditors, and he thinks it's because they've had such a good year in 2017 that they're facing into big tax bills, big preliminary tax bills now. So I suppose cash flow management is a major issue, or can be a major problem for people. So again, I would try and encourage them to do it on a monthly basis rather than relying on a lump sum at the end of the year.
You've talked to people who are in self-employed, they can benefit in particular, and also some employees. Just to expand on that, first of all, those who are self-employed will probably be largely aware of it. We can get some relief, but it is related to our ages as well.
Yeah, again, so someone in their 20s can... Okay, so you're... The tax relief is limited, so the maximum allowable income is 115,000. So even if you're in a very well paid job or occupation and you're earning 150,000-200,000, the maximum income attributable or that you can use for tax relief is 115,000, and then the maximum level of contribution you can make is 40%. Now that's for people over 60, and it's age related. So in your 20s it's 15%, 30s 20%, 40s 25%, and so on and so forth, up to 40% in their 60s. Again, these are types of things you're not going to really pick up from what we're talking about here this morning. These
sure,
are things
yeah.
you really need to talk to your accountant or your local advisor about, and they will put you right. After that, what happens? You set up a pension. Your money is invested in a pension fund, and then you know it's invested in things like shares, property, bonds, cash, that kind of thing. And it's basically invested for the length of your, I suppose, employment or your employment life until you reach retirement age, whatever that may be. And that generally, again, is anywhere between 60 and 75.
Okay. We know that if we retire without a private pension, that there will be a reduction in income. That's why we're being told continually to start saving for pensions. Still a lot of people not doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why the government are looking at bringing in these occupational pension schemes where people are going to be automatically signed up, auto-enrollment is called, so where they're going to be automatically signed up. That's not available for self-employed people, so it's very important now that self-employed people would actually look at starting a personal pension or a PRSA, because we will have auto-enrollment coming down for those that are in employment. It's coming down the track, I suppose, in the next few years. But yeah, there's a huge pension gap there. I think we're all aware of it, but it's, I think it's a lot of it is the Irish thing, Asher, it'll be grand,
of course,
and
yeah,
putting it off and putting it on the long finger and that kind of thing. And listen, we all have different things happening to us at different stages, whether we're in our 20s and John ourselves in our 30s, we're maybe starting families and getting married and mortgages and all that kind of stuff. But listen, there's never a bad time to prepare for your retirement and start a pension.
So even though pension season might be 10 and a half months away before it starts again, start a bit sooner if not possible.
Yeah, and I do think pension season has kind of disappeared in...
You don't hear it as much as once the case.
Yeah. I remember 10, 15, 20 years ago that it was a mad rush and there was lots of checks coming in. But now I think more people, for the same reasons I was saying, their cash flow, they're doing it on a monthly basis. So they're more prepared then come the end of the year that they don't have to make this big lump sum cash or, you know, check contribution to their pension. So it's not as big as it was. I think more people are aware of it, particularly if they're self-employed. They're used to looking after their own affairs. So they kind of are more cognizant of cash flow and that kind of thing.
I just talked to me a little bit then about what happens at the end. So I know that's not really what we're talking about this morning, but I save up my pension, I retire, I'm looking to withdraw money from it. How much is the taxman going to take off me at that stage? Am I in effect getting a tax relief now but paying for it further down the line?
Kind of, yeah. Now, you get the tax relief going in at 40%. Now, you will get a substantial sum of money tax-free when it comes to withdrawing from your pension fund. The other thing is, and people must be aware of this as well, is that your fund grows tax-free as well. So there's no dirt or anything like that within the fund. So you get there are a couple of tax advantages there. When it comes to retirement, you get a lump sum again. If you're self-employed, you're looking at 25% of the fund as a lump sum that is tax-free. So it's a tax-free cash lump sum of 25% of the fund. The remainder of the fund, then you have a number of options, which you can either go and buy what's called an annuity, which is like you go off and you buy a pension, or you can reinvest it into what's called an approved retirement fund or an approved minimum retirement fund. Again, they're kind of complicated and we could spend, I suppose, a full show talking about those. But yeah, and then I suppose the idea of with an ARF, an approved retirement fund, is that you invest and you live off the income that will generate, and that income is taxable at that stage. Again, depending on how big the income is, it'll be either 20 or 40%.
Okay, fair enough. But the advice for now is to act, to consider this, basically?
Yeah, take advice. Most definitely, if you don't have a pension, even I collected a cheque from a 72-year-old yesterday. Again, it's good tax planning, if nothing else. You know, so absolutely take advice, consider it, and start as soon as you can.
A listener wants to know, on a separate matter, if they were to divide shares that they have with their family, would they have to pay capital gains tax?
I don't know for sure. I do think any disposal of shares, again, you need to take advice in this, but my understanding is that any disposal of shares, be it through a gift or whether you sell them, may attract capital gains tax.
There's a limit, I would presume.
You get an annual exemption to capital gains and that kind of thing. But even if it's a gift, my understanding is, even though you're not making any money out of it, you're just giving the shares over, my understanding is it's still seen as a disposal, and therefore you may have to pay a capital gains tax. But again, I would take tax advice on that.
And Marcus has been in touch with us as well. He says he's been paying off a home improvement loan, but that's finishing up very shortly. He's gotten used to living without the money that's going into the loan and would like to continue to save, to use this on a kind of as a regular saver, and he's wondering, is there any product in particular, or what can he be looking at? Should he just be squirreling it away in a bank or in a credit union?
Yeah, again, it depends. If it's long term, he should probably look at getting into the markets and that kind of thing. If it's short term, if he's looking to save for maybe a deposit on a house or something next year, you know, your credit union, your post office or your bank deposit account is probably where I would put him. But long term, yeah, or even maybe he might think of an AVC or a pension or something like that. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely, indeed. Tommy Corbett of Kerry.
Just before I go again, I'd just like to congratulate our two retail award winners, Bambino's and Willow. I think it's fantastic. I think just shows what we have locally here. And I suppose, especially on the run up to Christmas, I've always encouraged people to shop local. And I think when we have two of the top five stores in Ireland here with us, I think it's absolutely fantastic.
And the duty free down in Shannon.
And absolutely,
Shannon well.
Duty free, absolutely.
It's a different thing from what we're talking
absolutely
about.
Absolutely, so
morning.
It's fantastic. No, just like to congratulate them.
And there'll be plenty more award winners later in the week. You're up for one, I think, yourself.
We are up for one on Thursday. And again, just in the office, our own Grainne Cullen was given Salesperson of the Year there a couple of weeks ago. So we're delighted with Grainne. It's great absolutely. For all the staff over
fantastic
there.
Fantastic stuff, and continued good look to you that Thursday night being the business, the Ennis Chamber Business Excellence Awards. Tommy Corbett of Kerry Corbett Financial Solutions in Rosslevin in Ennis. Thank you very much
for
joining us on the programme this morning.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.